Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the BJJ podcast about jujitsu and life on and off the mat from the female perspective. I'm Jen Eads. I'm a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, and I run the Role Model Women's Only Grappling Camp. We asked during camp Rachel Casillas and Emily Kwok some questions. We all sat in a big circle on the mat at the end of training, and we ate food. So sometimes you might hear some chewing happening. Not often, but it does happen. So we have some delicious food from the food trucks, and we just sit around and talk and ask questions about all things jujitsu and the life around it. And I think these are some good questions that we'd like to dive into with them.
The questions in this episode focus around being a new white belt and age, which I definitely have some thoughts on that. So let's get to the questions.
So I've been doing jujitsu for about 2 months, which makes me a cool baby white belt.
And you're in the best position ever because there's zero expectation of you.
Exactly. Yeah. But my question is basically, like, as a brand new person, obviously you don't know a lot. Is there something that you would specifically, like, some group of things that, like, core things I should focus on?
Yeah, so there, actually, my husband put out a move that says 10 moves that all white belts should know, right? Isn't that what it's called? It's on YouTube. But
a lot of views.
Yeah, it's weird, right? We just did it one day randomly, and it's really awkward looking, but you can look at that. I would focus on what you enjoy. To stay in jujitsu, you have to enjoy it, right? If you enjoy being on your back, then work on a guard. If you enjoy being on top, then work on passing. To build a foundation, you need to build it on something you enjoy that it's going to keep coming back. So that's where I would focus. I would also focus on you understanding the points system and the dominant positions. So read the rules for IBJJF, have someone explain everything to you, know what an advantage comes from when you get points, what a real dominant position is. Once you understand all the basic positions, then you can really decide, okay, I don't really know what I like, but I don't like being smashed, so maybe I'll just start in a guard, or maybe I'll start on top and work from there out. That's what I do. Find something you're good at, and then start adding a way into that, or adding a submission into that, or adding the next position into that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
I don't know what that is. Okay, we have another one here from someone that had to leave. Says, I'm not here. but I would love feedback on age and BJJ. I'm 53. When should I quit? And then it says never, of course. But, okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be my answer. So we have a 50 or 51. How old's Terry? 50. She's 50. Okay, don't tell her I thought she was 51. And she's a blue belt, right? So she's in, like, the thick of it, right, y'all blue belts? I think you can do jujitsu long into your 70s. I mean, you should definitely continue jujitsu. It keeps you young. I'm in some of the best shape that I've ever been in, right? The older you get, when you can smash, like, the young people, it's exciting. You're like, does it bother you that I'm 25 years older than you and I weigh 50 pounds less than you and I'm holding you down? It's really great. So I think you should do jujitsu as long as your body is able to and you're mentally capable of doing it. I plan on doing it till, like, death almost. Like, my philosophy on life is I'm gonna slide in the grave, beat the f up, right? Like, everything's gonna be broke. That's just the way it's coming. Like, my arm's still attached, barely. I've broke my pelvic bone 3 spots. I've tore at my knee. I've broke my nose 3 times in jujitsu. We're not talking slightly break. Like, I've had to put it back, but I'm shattered, you know, spewing out the top, right? Every finger except for this one, I'm not going to hold it up, has been broke more than once, right? Thumbs, fingers, toes. Sorry, I'm bad at this. This is why you should never have me on a podcast.
You're doing great.
Although apparently AJ talks about me on a podcast.
All the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, which I don't realize until people tag me, AJ talked to you about that podcast. I'm like, oh, God. I was like, what? Let's screen that and see what we're discussing. It's usually about how bad I eat. And
that does
come
up.
That comes up a lot. So, yeah, I would, anonymous or whatever her name is.
It's Lori.
Lori. Forever. Never quit. Always do jujitsu. Jujitsu's life. Isn't that what they say? That's my answer.
Rachel brought up Terry, who is amazing. She's my hero. It was funny, at Rachel's women's camp this year, I kept asking girls, do you know how old that girl is? And they'd be like, oh, 36? Yeah, like, she's 50. Isn't she amazing? I love her so much and I'm so impressed by her and I want to be her when I grow up. And she is country strong. I know that Rachel mentions that at one point, but she is so strong. It's amazing. And she's so much fun. Like, she's just so happy and I just love to watch her. Another person that I really admire is a lady named Pat Smith. And I'll never forget. So we run the Extreme Grappling Open and her coach called me. This has been several years back and was like, hey, I have this female white belt. She's 57. I don't assume that you'll have anyone, you know, around her age, but could she compete at the tournament? And I was like, absolutely. Now Pat's a purple belt and wow. I'm not exactly sure how old she is just because I don't know, you know, how long ago that was, but she is amazing. And she is just such a awesome chick. I want to say a bad A, but you know, I don't cuss. So she's awesome. I'm very impressed by her. So, you know, it doesn't really matter when you start. It's your journey. So well, you have some thoughts on that?
That gives me some hope having just started at 47.
Yeah.
Because I was it's a super physical sport. Like I played basketball for 3 years in high school, but like that was the extent of my athleticism.
And that was a minute ago, right?
It was a minute ago. Yeah. And I used the term athleticism very loosely, even in that. So to dive into a completely new sport, you know, at an age when, I mean, most of the girls that I train with, I probably have a good 10 years on, some of them even more so, because I did wear a concert t-shirt that was older than Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. Andrea is like my daughter on the mat. Actually, that really did happen. We were at a tournament and after she got off the podium, a girl was like, it's so nice that you do this with your daughter. I was just like, thank you. I'm not even going to correct you because you'll be embarrassed. Thanks.
And I think it kind of goes back to that whole, you know, when you see people that look like you doing the thing, mm-hmm. it just makes it that much easier for you to get out there and do the thing because it kind of gets rid of those excuses and those stories that you tell yourself in your head that I'm too old for this, or, you know, I'm going to break a hip, which, you know, I could do that falling down the steps. So,
right. Exactly. Right. And now you have better muscle strength from doing jujitsu. You're probably less likely to fall down the stairs. I mean, that's true.
It's so true. The difference that I notice in my body in it's been like 9 months now. It's incredible, especially my upper body strength, and I can feel it in my legs. I'm probably the strongest I've ever been in my entire life.
Isn't that amazing? And definitely not a benefit that you just like thought you'd get from jujitsu.
Right.
You know, like you didn't start jujitsu going, I bet I'm going to get stronger. Like it just isn't something you think about. And yet you do. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I love it.
Me too. Our on the mat tip this week, we've said it before, but I could say it every single week because I think it's important, is to have a game plan. So my on the mat tip for you is to have a game plan of what you're focusing on, what you plan to do when you step on the mat to train, especially a certain sweep you're going for, a certain submission you're going for, and that's all you're trying to do so that you have focus. And if you're not able to get that, it makes troubleshooting a lot easier. If you come to me and say, I'm not able to pass the guard, I'm like, okay, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm just not able to get around their legs. Well, that's not helpful. I want to see, oh, I'm trying to use a knee cut pass. Okay, let me see it. That's helpful. So my on the mat tip is to definitely have a game plan that you're working off of.
And my off-the-mat tip for this episode is take care of yourself. If you are feeling it in your body that maybe you need to take a break from training for a day or so, then take a break. Honor your body. It is not going to lie to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that comes in even more with the age factor.
Truly.
Like it really does. We don't heal as fast the older we get. So, you know, take care of yourself for sure. We would love if you would share this episode with a friend and subscribe to it. We would also love if you would connect with us on Instagram. I'm AJ Klingerman.
And I'm out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And together we're Beauty and the Gi podcast.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you
on the mat.
The questions in this episode focus around being a new... Seriously.
So close.
I was so close.
I'm glad you edit this.
I am so thankful that I couldn't, I would feel bad sending it to someone else to edit, honestly.